Marshall is just one of many African Americans who changed our country by resisting stereotypes. Now the photos of 100 of those history makers have been gathered in a new exhibit. I know what you're thinking. This is radio. But if anyone can show you photos over the radio, a genius can. So we dialed up Deborah Willis. In 2001, her writings on African-American images and photography won her a MacArthur Fellowship, commonly known as the Genius Award. Recently, she's been collecting historical pictures showing African-American resistance to stereotypes. The photos are on display now at the International Center of Photography in New York. The exhibit is called Let Your Motto Be Resistance. Willis told NPR's Tony Cox how they settled on the name.
Let Your Motto Be Resistance, a line from a speech that Henry Highland Garnett wrote in the 19th century. When we connected with the visual, I thought about let the motto be resistance in terms of resisting the images that the popular culture had of each person during their lifetime, how they resisted, if they were artists, if they were political people, if they were writers, that they had a chance to fulfill their dreams in some way.
So in looking at the photographs, are we to, as voyeurs of this, are we to derive from the individual pictures that sense of resistance when we look at each one?
Well, I think it's an exchange of memory, too. I think when I look at their faces, well, can I just suggest one?
Sure.
Rosa Parks.
All right, let's look at that one. This picture was taken by Ida Berman in 1955.
Just a wonderful, beautiful, quiet photograph and a portrait of Rosa Parks in a brightly colored dress, and she's smiling. Does it say resistance? But we think about here, we see the name Rosa Parks. We know that she's resisted in many ways, and she is a political figure. But when she was photographed by Ida Berman in 1955, she was at the Highlander Folk School, a training school for labor organizers and community activists. She was just beginning her interest in working within community activism. In her eyes, there's a sense of determination. And when you read that smile, that quiet smile, there's something going on behind that exchange that the photographer had.
This is one of the few photographs of Rosa Parks that I have ever seen where she's not wearing her glasses.
Interesting. That's true. I didn't think about that at all. Yes.
Yeah. So yes. You really get a chance to see her face and look into those eyes in a way that the glasses would have prevented.
Mm-hmm. That's
very
true.
Yeah, very fascinating.
Yeah. I thought her eyes were very, very determined, and that's something that I felt was a good portrait told a story about a woman, and that was specifically important for me.
Let's talk about, let me just flip through. There's so many, it's hard to even pick the ones, but here's one. Nat King Cole on stage, smiling, and I see some kind of recognizable faces in the audience, like maybe they're celebrities. I'm not sure if they are or not. Talk about this photograph.
A wonderful experience in terms of celebrities. And it's an all-white audience. That's Jack Palance, the actor, and Gig Young, Hollywood actors, well-known in the 50s. But we see there's a command that you can feel at this grandness of a beautiful man and his sense of presence, as you see when he walks to the stage. And it says that he's in control of that moment.
Where does your passion for photography come from?
It started probably when I was a kid. I just felt that there were stories about my family, everyday life, that's totally ignored by the larger media. And because so many black families and black couples are marked by stereotypes, that there are other people who imagine their lives outside of that stereotype, and I wanted to tell that story.
This is Blind Tom, Plate 9, otherwise known as Thomas Green Wiggins. Here's my question about Blind Tom, because he was a singer and a slave who presumably had no control over this photo. We don't know that to be the case for certain, but one can imagine. How does he fit into the concept of resistance?
Right, and that's hard and easy question. I thought it was when I had the exchange of looking at this at Blind Tom and thinking about his story. He worked for a Confederate soldier, raised money for the Confederate Army based on the songs that he sang and performed while traveling for the family in Georgia and Virginia. So when I began to think about resistance, I wondered, the beautiful portrait of Blind Tom, was he able to resist the pose? But he also was a musician, and because he understood the beauty of his work, did he want to resist? And I think that that's something that I was kind of going through is this a politically charged image, or is this an image of someone who understood his artistry? And even though this is labor for him and labor for the Confederate Army, it was also a sense of art for him.
When all is said and done and the exhibit is over, what is it that you want people to have gotten from it?
I want people to think about what they think they know already and then rethink it. I want them to consider the images of a young woman, Angela Davis, in 1969, who had a belief and she had a voice. And I want them all to think about just the experiences within the timeline of each subject and to just kind of understand that history. We don't have a visual history. We study visual history through advertising, and we're sold by advertising, and we're seduced by advertising. And I think that we need to be seduced by these historical images.
Curator Deborah Willis talking with NPR's Tony Cox. The photos from Let Your Motto Be Resistance are on display now through September 9th at the International Center of Photography in New York. Willis says that many of the pictures in the exhibit were taken by white photographers. You can hear her talk about that and actually see the images at our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.